From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of April 17, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And we've got a great show for you this week. We're going to be talking with Timmy Gill about his latest project. Now, if you think the radio show is cool, wait until you experience discgolftv.com. It's a brand new website, and it's a lot like the radio show. It's got timely updates. It's got news. It's got interviews. It's got how-to tips. And it's got pretty pictures. Yeah, it's all video, and it's delivered to your computer. We're going to be talking with Disc Golf TV co-founder Timmy Gill this week. As well, we've got a preview of the upcoming Seneca Creek Soiree, that in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And Brian Schweberger will be joining us to chat about his favorite trick shot, the hook-thumb roller. It is all on the way this week on PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs. At InnovaDisc.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drives no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova. Number one in disc golf.
Time now for the 60-second clinic. Brian Schweberger will be joining us to talk about his favorite trick shot. And I want to preface the discussion with a point about the trick shot. In many sports, a trick shot would be one you would use when you wanted to show off. In disc golf, not the case at all. No, a trick shot usually in disc golf is very utilitarian. That is, it is pulled out when you have a very specific need. You've got to get something really funky to get out of trouble, as is the case with Brian's favorite trick shot, the hook thumb roller.
My favorite trick shot is, I'd say the hook thumb roller. Same grip as throwing the overhand hook thumb, but you're throwing a roller with it. You got to really lean over to your left, and you're throwing it, releasing it over your head on release, and it comes down, and it gets a real quick left or right turn. It's coming very useful in a lot of the North Carolina courses, because that's where I learned to do it. And I mean, you have a bunch of shots where you need to go straight and then quick right all of a sudden, and sometimes the air shot's just not very conducive for that style of shot.
Professional disc golfer Brian Schweberger of North Carolina finished in 10th place last year at Pro Worlds.
Hi, this is Des Redding, and you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
Timmy! I've been waiting like 2 years to use that clip and finally have a good reason to do so, because our guest this week in the big picture is Minnesota's Timmy Gill. And surprisingly enough, we're not going to be talking about his accomplishments on the disc golf course, but instead his latest project. It is discgolftv.com, and essentially what this is, it's basically the radio show, only with video, and it's free, and it's delivered via your computer. Yes, disc golf video via the computer. He launched it about 7 weeks ago. He's already had over 5,000 visitors. And it's time now to talk with Timmy Gill to find out more about this and to send you to the website. So we began the discussion with Timmy telling us a little bit more about discgolftv.com.
Disc Golf TV is a weekly updated online disc golf show. Believe it or not, the world and TV is kind of going the way of the internet. People who are investing all their money into this whole HD TV thing are kind of worried because the internet is growing faster than it ever was. So with disc golf growing at the rate that it is, it's just natural to have a show on the internet.
So when people go to discgolftv.com, what are they going to find?
They're going to find all kinds of stuff. Basically, right when you go to it, the most current news segment pops up, which is coverage from the previous weekend, tournaments and highlights and interviews and whatnot. Then they have their option of choosing on product reviews, course reviews, player interviews, the Dr. Carl segment. Dr. Carl is a certified sports therapist and chiropractor. He gives some good insight there. We have the ladies' lounge for the lady golfers that are out there to check out. It's just a lot of really fun stuff.
So essentially doing a news piece every week, and then you've got kind of a magazine wrapped around it with tips and interviews and that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they can go there and get their last weekend news, and they can go there and poke around and entertained for hours.
Well, Timmy, it's taken a couple of years for a lot of disc golfers to come to the realization that, holy cow, I can actually listen to, like, a radio show.
Sure.
On the internet, and even fewer people, I think, are confident that they can watch streaming videos. So talk a little bit about the technical aspects. What sort of equipment, both software and, like, what kind of computer do you need to be able to see this without any hassle?
Sure. Well, basically, any computer that has a Windows Media Player, we're still kind of working on getting all Mac users able to view it. As of right now, only about 10 or 15% of Mac users are able to view it. So anyone who has Windows can really watch. If your computer's more than 6-7 years old and whatnot, you might have a problem. Even some dial-up users are able to get it. But basically, high-speed internet works the best. Basically, on our front page there, we have a Windows Media download player, a button there, so you can just click on that and download the most latest version that will work the best. And if you use the Mozilla Firefox, we have a plugin as well there that you can download for free right there below the player on our front page.
And you're finding that, are you getting much feedback as far as, hey, I'm having trouble, or are most people being able to watch it no problem?
I'd say 95% of people are having no problem at all. Like I touched on there, it's the Mac users. The Mac users are a little bit tougher. For some reason, our web guy is working on getting them up to speed, but I guess there's something special about Macs that just can't quite get it automatically.
So essentially, if I have a Windows computer that's less than, say, 4 years old, and I've got a copy of the Windows Media Player, which pretty much comes with every version of Windows anymore, and high-speed access, then I'm good to go, no problem.
Absolutely, you should be good to go.
Timmy Gill, you've been around the sport a long, long time. You are an accomplished professional disc golfer. But for our listeners who may not yet have met you or don't know the name, tell us a little bit about your history in the game and how did this project come about?
Well, I started playing 13 years ago. I was an avid hockey player all my life. And once I was done playing hockey, I needed something to keep my competitive drive going. And I started playing disc golf right when I finished up playing hockey. And that was just kind of a natural thing. And didn't take me too long to get hooked. I started playing in a few local leagues and tournaments, and then I registered for the PDGA, and the next week I went to the Amateur World Championships in Cincinnati, and I happened to win by 10 strokes. So once that happened, I definitely was even more hooked, and I made it basically my passion in life, believe it or not. I had a desk job, and I was making triple the money that I make now, but I just wasn't happy. So I quit that job and started my disc golf business called Par 72 Disc Golf. Started running leagues and tournaments, and now it's my full-time job for the last 5 or 6 years, running tournaments, promoting tournaments, selling plastic and whatnot. And when I'm not doing that, I'm traveling the country playing a tournament, as I'm sure many of the listeners have watched through the PDGA website and whatnot, scores and stats. You can click on my name and see that I play about 30 events a year. So the sport pretty much consumes me. And as far as Disc Golf TV, to be honest, I'm like every other touring golfer. We're kind of sick of playing for each other's money. So the whole point of DGTV is to get our sport exposure and to get outside advertising involved, because there's a lot more than just the 10,000 PDGA members out there. As we all know, there's millions of people out there playing. And prospective sponsors, they don't see that. All they really see is that there's 10,000 PDGA members. Well, if they know that there's millions of people and there's millions of people that are going to be possibly looking at the website, well, now it's worth it for them to put, say, their Mountain Dew logo or their Red Bull logo on our front page. So hopefully with the outside sponsors coming in, we can be playing for more than just each other's money.
So at this point, the business model is to not only pay for all the work that you're doing, because, of course, it does cost money to make all this happen. So your business model at this point is to pay for this with advertisers at the website. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. On our front page, we have around 9 or 10 different spots for logos. Certain ones rotate more than others. Basically, the most expensive one on there doesn't rotate at all. So when you click through the website and you click on, say, the player interview, Dr. Carl to the product review, each time that you click on something, the ads will change to someone else. So certain ads rotate every 6 times, some rotate every 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that is how we charge for our advertising on the site.
Well, I want to compliment you on some really great stuff here at the website. And for our listeners, if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, I hope you're doing it right now as you're listening. I saw your first big piece, which was coverage of the memorial, which was just fantastic. I mean, it was so detailed. There was so much stuff in there. Now, it, obviously, you know, when you go to a tournament, you are playing. You are not behind a camera. So what kind of team do you have to help make all this happen?
Well, we it's been really good. We have a crew of maybe 4 or 5 people. Down there for the memorial, we had 5 people, I think it was. And that's the biggest crew that we've had at an event. Basically, myself and my co-owner in the business, Alan Hansen-Begg, are the two main key cogs to the business. We obviously have our editors, we have other people involved, and the videographers that we have are basically Alan's wife, Greta, came down and filmed there. She's come on to a few other local events and done some filming. My cousin, Ted Harding, who's an up-and-coming advanced golfer, really wanted to get involved with the project, so we flew him down to Arizona as well. But basically, it's not just us and our crew out there filming. A big part of us is going to be the listener out there and the local clubs all around the country. Every club has someone who owns a video camera who it'd be great if they'd go out and film their local tournament and send us footage. So far, we've had John Gruenhagen, who just moved out to Seattle, send us some footage. Dr. John Dusler, the marketing director, has been great in getting us footage. Ryan Gwillem out in Southern California sent in some stuff. So basically, it's not just our crew of video people. It's going to be the whole disc golf community that we need to get involved as well.
So if, for example, I'm out on my local course and I've got my camera out and one of my buddies throws an ace, that's probably something you want.
Absolutely. We encourage people heavily to do that. In fact, pretty soon we're going to have up on the website, not necessarily a bounty, so to speak, but some kind of reward for sending in ace footage or huge shot, you know, footage or just anything really fun and unique. We'll gladly, you know, send out, you know, T-shirts and discs and whatnot to people who submit clips to us.
Now, let's talk a little bit about getting footage from tournaments, because obviously you and or your team can only be at, like, you know, 1 or 2 events on any given weekend.
Sure.
But some weekends there are a number of really cool and exciting events. So for a tournament director who's already very busy, very overworked, what kind of incentive can you give that person to, you know, scramble around and find somebody involved in the club with a camera to get out there and get some good footage and make sure it gets submitted to Disc Golf TV?
Sure. Well, tournament directors, as I well know, being that I run 10 PDJ events per year, I would like to get credit for it, really, just to show off all my hard work, to show off that, you know, our awesome volunteers that we have, to show off our beautiful courses, to show off a signature hole, and just knowing that the betterment of our sport is going to come from filming your local tournament. People all around the world are going to be able to watch it. I mean, I've had emails from Iceland, from Australia, from Japan, from Finland. People saying, wow, now I know who Ken Climo is. Now I've seen his putting style. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Please keep it coming. So if you want to show off your local club, your local tournament, your local scene, an up-and-coming player, we have the outlet to do that now. We've had people overnight mini DV tapes to us. You can obviously email digital clips to us. Even still, digital photos work good. We can put together slideshows for people. If you have 10, 15 photos of, say, the winner hoisting the trophy, you know, knocking in the final putt, that's the kind of stuff that we would like to report on and showcase those people who win and to have tournament director interviews. And, well, you know, just really to get to know the local scenes. I mean, people can watch now, you know, courses in California and Florida and Minnesota and Michigan and just all over the place. And that's really neat for a disc golfer to be able to sit behind their computer and just see the world of disc golf.
If someone has some footage or has plans to get some footage, there is a page on the website where they can go to find out more about submitting it?
Yes, we have a Submit a Clip tab, and on there you will find just the specs that it takes to submit stuff to us. Basically, what we've been using that's been working really good is Skype. That's the over the computer telephone system, but they also have a send file function that you can send larger files and it doesn't bog down your email. And Skype is free to download, only takes a few minutes, and it's got a chat function too, so you can ask us questions and chat back and forth and get stuff to us.
So what that isn't there now can we look forward to? What's coming up?
Well, obviously there's some big tournaments coming up. The European Championships over in Finland, they've expressed interest in having us come over there and film. We've been talking with the AM World Tournament Director, and they're excited for us to come down there. And pretty much, you know, we're still learning. I mean, I'm a disc golfer first, and now I'm learning the whole world of the internet and video and all that good stuff. So I'm on a learning curve. My partner, Alan, is learning on a current basis. Our editors are learning how to edit disc golf. So we're all learning, so just please bear with us. And each week we're going to try our best to get better and better because we got one goal in mind, and that is the betterment of disc golf in general.
Well, Tim Miguel, I can vouch for a lot of folks when I say that we're all very excited about this project. We want to wish you a lot of luck, and you can bet that we'll be watching.
Well, thank you so very much. I think PDJ Radio was a great step, and it was a great inspiration getting us involved in doing this whole disc golf TV thing, too. And it's a very exciting time for the sport. Just seeing the results come in on a weekly basis, seeing that all these tournaments have over 100 people, 200 bowling green amateurs, 550. Our sport is really about to explode, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Minnesota's Timmy Gill is the co-founder of DiscGolfTV.com. We hope you will go and check it out and then tell all of your friends, put it in your newsletters and post it on your message boards that DiscGolfTV.com is alive and kicking and ready for visitors. We spoke with Timmy Gill at his studios in Ridgefield, Minnesota.
Timmy!
We are just a couple of short weekends away from the 15th annual Seneca Creek Soiree in Gaithersburg, Maryland, April 29th and 30th. The assistant tournament director for this one is Craig Gangloff.
This year it's the 15th annual, so we've been hosting this tournament at Seneca Creek State Park in Gaithersburg, Maryland since 1992. Along the way, it has gone from being a regional draw to included in its history. I think it's been an A-tier six or eight times. It was one of the inaugural NT events a few years back. So it's got a pretty rich history in both regional draw as well as getting players from across the country. The defending champions from 2005 were in the Open Division, Brian Gawler, the Masters Division, Wayne Zink, and in the Pro Ladies Division, Rachel Manser. Previous champions, we've had quite a number of, I guess you could call them famous names, included on our trophy, and Ken Climo, Ron Russell, Crazy John Brooks, Joe Mila, Mike Moser, a veritable plethora of big names have made it to the soiree along the way. Seneca Creek is located on approximately a 35 or 40 acre parcel, lots of grassy rolling hills and lots of trees. Along the way, a number of people have accused us of being a roller course. Well, I guess if you have the misfortune of having nice grassy fairways that you can actually roll on, well, some people will choose to do that. But contrary to that opinion, there's lots of air to throw your frisbees and watch them fly at Seneca. It is very challenging. There are quite a number of elevation changes. Water comes into play on two holes. Our signature hole, hole 11, includes an out-of-bounds creek all along the left side and has been the subject of a number of articles in Disc Golf magazine. There are some design changes brewing, and this may be the very last chance you get to play the original course in an A-tier event at Seneca Creek.
Craig Gangloff is assistant tournament director for the upcoming Seneca Creek Soiree in Gaithersburg, Maryland, April 29th and 30th. A boatload of disc golf business going on this weekend, April 22nd and 23rd. The National Tour is in Houston for the 11th Texas State Championships. Everybody's welcome there, pros, advanced, rec, players, whoever you are. Go have a good time. In Kentucky, it's the Lexington Open. Lansing, Michigan, hosting the CCR Open. Orangeburg, South Carolina, it's the Festival of Roses. In Grass Valley, check out the Motherlode. Tallahassee, hosting the Seventh Hills Hurlers Open. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, it's the iOS number one at Kenosha. Pros in advance on Saturday, Amps on Sunday.
In Iowa, the J&B Rolling Hills Doubles on Saturday. Next day, it's the Graceland Open. Portersville, PA, hosting the Ironwood Open this weekend. It's Sandy Point. It's the Fond du Lac Open. Great place to throw some golf. In Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota, it's the North Valley Open. And in Grants Pass, Oregon, the Tom Pierce Open. Check the full list at pdga.com. Finally this week, a flashback to the 2000 Pro and Am Combined Worlds in Michigan. If you were there, you might remember under the big top, the big tent, a song, the Birdie Bogey song. And everybody loved it. It was a riot. As a matter of fact, I think there's a clip of it on the video from that year, if you've got a copy of that laying around. Now, the reason I bring this up and bring a smile to your face if you were there is that we are looking for disc golf music to spice up the radio show. We put a call out a couple, 3 weeks back, and yeah, we've got some responses, but we're still looking. And it doesn't necessarily have to be music about disc golf, but we want music by disc golfers because, you know, this is a disc golf show. So if you're in a band, you got a buddy in a band, you want to expose your band, drop us an email at pdgaradio@pdga.com, and we would love to check out some of your stuff. And that, my friends, is the disc golf news for the week of April 17 for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsor this week, Innova Champion Discs. And until next time, I hope you'll get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.